Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio, I'll discuss the subtypes or sub-varieties of a novel, and then what is the difference between novel, novelette, and novella. Now, the novel form or the novel as a genre became dominant during the Victorian times. We all know that. But even after that, in many ways, it has retained its dominance. And over the decades, the novel has evolved newer forms, newer subtypes or sub-varieties. For example, if we talk from the beginning, or let's say before the Victorian times, there was the historical novel, then Gothic novel. These were there even earlier. But later on in the 20th century, we have something called campus novel. Then there is something called anti-novel, reflexive novel, proletarian novel, that which deals with the working class. And of course, earlier we had the epistolary form of novel. Also the picaresque novel. Then there is also something called thesis novel. Okay, thesis novel. And in the 20th century, there have been many writers, and one such example is of Bikram Seth from India, who have written something called verse novel. For example, his work called The Golden Gate, that is referred to as a verse novel or a novel in verse. Okay, so it is important to know the various sub-varieties or sub-genres of the novel. And one more thing I want to point out at the outset, that the same novel can be classified under different headings. For example, there is a very famous novel by Henry Fielding called Tom Jones. Okay, Tom Jones apne padha hoga. Now, this particular novel can be classified as an epistolary novel. In some ways, it is an epistolary novel. But at the same time, this novel can also be called a picaresque novel. Picaresque. So, just because there are many subtypes or sub-varieties of the novel, it doesn't mean that one particular novel cannot have the characteristics of others. It can have the characteristics of more than one type of novel. So, let's start with the historical novel. So, what is a historical novel? See, a historical novel is a form of fictional narrative which reconstructs and recreates history imaginatively. Both historical and fictional characters may appear in a historical novel. So, just because it is called a historical novel, it doesn't mean that fiction is not a part of it. Fiction is a part of it as well as history. And though writing fiction, the historical novelist typically researches his or her chosen period thoroughly and strives for a realistic portrayal. And a good example can be Sir Walter Scott. And in 1814, Sir Walter Scott published his novel called Waverley. And because of its enormous success, Waverley is often said to be the first historical novel. And what is the spelling of Waverley? W-A-V-E-R-L-Y. Waverley. Now, after that, campus novel. Now, campus novel, as the name suggests, it's just about university campus life. So, a novel which has a university campus as its setting. Uske baare mein hota hai ye. Now, in this genre, the name of Malcolm Bradbury is very famous. Okay, M-A-L-C-O-L-M. Malcolm Bradbury. B-R-A-D-B-U-R-Y. Malcolm Bradbury. And in particular, his work called The History Man. Okay, The History Man, which came out in 1975. But Malcolm Bradbury didn't write the first campus novel. It was Mary McCarthy, okay, Mary McCarthy, and especially the work called The Groves of Academy, okay, The Groves of Academy, A-C-A-D-E-M-E, Academy, and this particular novel came out in 1952. So, this novel of Mary McCarthy is usually thought to be the first campus novel, okay. Now, some other names which are very famous in the field of campus novel are Evelyn Waugh, okay, Evelyn Waugh's work called Bride's Head Revisited. Okay, Bride's Head Revisited, which came out in 1945. And as I said, that campus novel is about campus life. So, campus novels frequently satirize academic life, in particular the intellectual pretensions of scholars. And in recent times, there is a very famous novel by J.M. Coetzee. Okay, J.M. Coetzee, his novel called Disgrace. And this came out in 1999. And then there is another novel by Philip Roth. Okay, Philip Roth called The Human Stain. Okay, The Human Stain. S-T-A-I-N. Stain. The Human Stain. And this one came out in 2000. The year 2000. Now, after that comes anti-novel. Now, what is anti-novel? See, anti-novel can be described as any novel which does not have the conventional characteristics. Or it is different from conventional novels. Or radically different from conventional novels. So, this type of fiction tends to be experimental and breaks with the traditional storytelling methods. and also form of the novel. And often there is very little attempt to create any kind of or any sense of illusion of realism or naturalism for the reader, and it establishes its own conventions and a different kind of realism which deters the reader from self-identification with the characters, and yet at the same time persuades the reader to participate but not vicariously. And a good way to understand this is just, you know, think about the novels of Charles Dickens and Jane Austen. That is the traditional kind of novel. But if you read the novels by Samuel Beckett or Vladimir Nabokov, okay, the novels written by these two can be classified under the category of anti-novel. And let me clarify one more thing, that Samuel Beckett is very famous as a playwright, right? But he has also written novels. Now, some of the principal features of the anti-novel are lack of an obvious plot, okay, plot, no, it will be a strange kind of plot or no plot at all. Then diffused episode, minimal development of character, detailed surface analysis of objects, many repetitions. Then there will be innumerable experiments with vocabulary, punctuation, syntax. It may be ekdam different hota hai, radically different hota hai. And one more thing which tends to happen in an anti-novel is that instead of there being a single ending, there may be multiple endings. And all of these features are characteristics of an anti-novel. Okay, anti-novel. Now, after this comes the thesis novel. T-H-E-S-I-S. Thesis novel. So, what is a thesis novel? A novel which is about a social, political or religious problem with a didactic or perhaps a radical purpose. Okay, and mostly it is didactic. And such kind of novel brings to attention the shortcomings of a society. It may be a social shortcoming or some social problem, political problem, religious problem. And famous examples of a thesis novel are Hard Times by Charles Dickens, very famous. Hard Times is also called a didactic novel. Okay? Then there is a novel by Charles Kingsley called Alton Locke. Okay, Alton Locke by Charles Kingsley. And this came out in 1950. Okay, uske baad aur bhi kuch famous novels hain. For example, Harriet Beecher Stowe's novel called Uncle Tom's Cabin. Okay, ye to bahut hi famous hai. This one came out in 1952. Then Samuel Butler's novel called The Way of All Flesh. Okay, The Way of All Flesh, which came out in 1903. This can also be classified as a thesis novel. Then John Steinbeck, okay, American literature wala. John Steinbeck, his novel called The Grapes of Wrath. Okay, The Grapes of Wrath. Now, after this, verse novel. Now, what is a verse novel? V-A-R-S-E, verse novel. See, a verse novel is basically a narrative poem, which is often in several books. So, it's very lengthy. Several books or chapters or cantos, which deals with the substance of everyday modern life, the way a work of prose fiction would. So, that's how a verse novel is usually written. And most verse novels that are written are set in a contemporary world with characters that are naturalistic rather than heroic or mythical. And in most such verse novels, there will be an attempt made by the writer at creating some kind of credible dialogue amongst the various characters, despite the fact that this is a narrative poem. Okay? And you'll also notice some conventions of the prose novel being followed, especially in the plot construction of such a kind of narrative poem, i.e. verse novel. And as I had indicated at the beginning that, you know, a good example of a modern verse novel is Bikram Seth's novel called The Golden Gate. Okay, The Golden Gate, which came out in 1986. Now, basically, if you have read this or if you just have a look at this book, it's just a big poem. But as I indicated just now that, you know, the various things about it, the plot, the characterization, the issues that are discussed are almost like a novel. Okay? Because a verse novel is not an epic. Keep in mind, it can be said that a verse novel is of epic length in terms of length because it is very lengthy. But it doesn't follow the conventions of the epic poetry. Okay? Ye difference hota hai. Now, some more examples of the verse novel. Modern examples can be Derek Walcott, you know, his work called Omeros, okay, O-M-E-R-O-S, Omeros, which came out in 1990. Now, uske baad ek aur modern writer hai, Les Murray, okay, Les Murray, L-E-S, Les, M-U-R-R-A-Y, very famous, Les Murray, his work called The Boys Who Stole the Funeral, okay, The Boys Who Stole the Funeral, which came out in 1980. All of these can be considered good examples of verse novel. And these are some modern examples. And if we go back in time, there are some other examples as well. In the Victorian times, for instance, There is also one example from the Romantic era. From the Romantic era, Byron's work called Don Juan. Okay, Don Juan by Byron. This was published in 1824. So in some ways, this is also a verse novel. Of course, not totally, but it has many of the key characteristics of a verse novel. Uske baad, the very famous work by Elizabeth Barrett Browning. Now, Elizabeth Browning, who was the wife of Robert Browning, her work called Aurora Leigh. Okay, Aurora Leigh. A-U-R-O-R-A, Aurora, and Leigh, L-E-I-G-H. Aurora Leigh, which came out in 1857. So, in some ways, Aurora Leigh by Elizabeth Browning can be regarded as a verse novel because it is divided into 9 books. Okay? This is a very, very lengthy poem, you can say. It has almost 11,000 lines written in blank verse. And what is this about? It is basically a kind of autobiography of a woman poet who is struggling to establish herself as an independent writer in the largely hostile circumstances of a man's world. Because in those days, it was very difficult for women writers to grow in their career as a writer. And there is also a very famous work by Robert Browning, who was the husband of Elizabeth Browning. And the work is called The Ring and the Book. Okay, The Ring and the Book. Now, this is also a very, very lengthy work. You know, it is written in verse. Basically, it's a murder mystery, which is written in verse. And in some ways, William Wordsworth's autobiographical poem called The Prelude, okay, The Prelude, which came out in 1850, this can also be considered a verse novel. And let me tell you that, as I said, that all of these works have some characteristics of a verse novel. So, in some ways, they can be called verse novel. Okay, of course, they don't possess all the characteristics. But there are many characteristics. That is why scholars have said that these works can also be classified as a verse novel. And at the start, maine kya kaha tha? That a particular work, book by a writer may be classified in different categories. The same work can be called, for instance, epistolary novel. The same work can be called picaresque novel. Maine example bhi diya tha starting mein.